Okay, Kum Len and Ablat Gemara. We are up to the Tess Amar Aleph in the middle of the Sugya of Tzedakah. And the last thing we learned was that when you give Tzedakah to the guy by Tzedakah, they can change whatever they want, because when you give it to them, you're giving them the knowledge that they can do with it whatever they want. So what about today? There were these two butchers. The of the Inyona Bahadi Hadadi. There's a machlekes in Gersois, whether it's trei tavche or just tam hani tavche. I'll tell you in a second, the nafkamina. In Shulchan Aruch, the big nafkamina halacha. There were these butchers, the avdi in Yonabad, they made a geshef between themselves, they made a deal between themselves. The choman, which today is illegal according to the ACC, the choman, the avdi biyoyma, the chavre, nikru lemashche. You work today, I work tomorrow, and we don't compete. And whoever works on somebody else's day, we're going to rip up his hide. In other words, we penalize him. Ozul Chadman, now you one of them went, and he worked on the day that really his friend should be working. Korul Lamashke, the friend came over and ripped up his hide. Ozul Kamid Rava, he took his friend to a dentator to Rava. Chaybinu Rava Lishlumi. Rava charged the guy to pay him back for ripping up the hide. Ready, Gemara. It makes no difference. We just learned in the Gemara yesterday, the Lahasiya Al Kitsasim, if you make a deal, they allow to punish those who transgress, who violate those deals. Rava didn't bother answering him. Amar Rapapa, Rava's Talmud, Rapapa said, Shapir Ovid Lo Yahadilei. It's a good thing he didn't answer midi anything. Hani Mili, when do we say that if you make a deal between yourselves, Heichadilek Adam Chashuv, if there's nobody Chashuv in the town, so that people can make a deal between themselves, they can work out a fix a price, fix a wage, and so on. Avil Heichadika Adam Chashuv, Lav Kol Kiminayu Demasna, but where there's an Adam Chashuv, they're not believed to make these kind of Tanoim. What do you mean by that? That means, if you don't consult the Adam Chashuv, any deals you make is worthless, because as the Duran says, that the Adam Chashuv makes sure that what you're doing is not unfair to the community, because you guys can make deals between yourselves and rip everybody else off. The Machlek is a Shainim here is if you're going to Trey or not. And the document is as follows. According to some of the Shainim, only if individuals want to make a deal, you know, well, fix a price, fix this and fix that, then you need an Adam Chashuv. But if it's the community at large who's doing it, then you don't need an Adam Chashuv. They can, you know, the board can make their own decisions. However, other Rishonim say no. Yeah, others say no. Only an Adam Chashuv, even if the board makes it, it's worthless. If there's an Adam Chashuv in town, a Rav in town, they have to consult it and get his approval.
But what's so wrong with what their agreement is? They're not doing like price collusion. They're saying you trade on the Sunday.
The
Tuesday
fact that you trade here, that means there's no competition. There's no competition. What do you think it means?
Well, are they not allowed to have convenience for themselves?
It's anti-competitive behavior. As a Western today should understand this better than anybody else.
No, but I'm saying, one was talking the two trades. Imagine one the says, government. I only want to work 3 days a week, and the other one says also. So we'll trade off.
So what if trade off? Work any day to do your own thing. What do you have to tell me for? The idea that we work out something together is collusion.
We want to make sure services available to the community every single day of the week. Why should all the business?
That's where the Adam Chashuv will come in and realize.
All the butchers will be shut for 4 days a week.
That's where the Adam Chashuv will work out to see whether that's your true purpose or something else. This is called collusion. Collusion is forbidden. In America, it's much stronger than here. There's an antitrust thing than here. Look, it goes on in the big supermarket. But collusion. Tell me what we learned. You don't ask a guy by tzedakah, give me a cheshbon, because we trust him, even though we find Pash B'kudet with Moshe Rabbeinu, they gave a cheshbon. And likewise, by Hegdish, you don't ask the Gabbayim to give you a dim cheshbon. You don't have a proper raya. There's still a zeich shnem. It says v'layechshu es anoshim. It says by the Beis Hamikdash v'layechashvu es anoshim. Asher yitnu v'sakesh. Do not make a cheshbon with the people who gave the money. I'll yad them to them. Lost it. Loisim locha. Because these gabbayim, they used to distribute. They used to pay the wages of all the workers. Don't ask them to give a cheshbon the money that came in. How much came out? Ki be'emunahim loisim. We trust them. So we're using that now. Why isn't that on Shemamishadai? Why is it on zeich? It says because those people were mamish tzaddikim. Because the Mama Shadikim.
It was in the Maspi, this halacha was probably all. It was everybody behaved themselves. They didn't have too many cases of fraud.
Exactly. Rashi is. Well, Tezer said, because they were Tzadikim. Rashi says the reason is this was Hegdish, not Gabed's doctor. And the difference is they had to pay wages. And we had a Gemara in Bab Metzia that were the Balabas. Why do we trust the Seichel? Usually you swear and you potter. How come by a Seichel we say swear and then you'll get paid? Because the Balabas is Tridi with so many workers he has to pay. Sometimes he forgets. He thinks he did pay. He didn't pay. Over here they were paying. They were so busy paying so many workers. So you might think that they would. you know, forget whatever it is. Sorry, because of some of the workers, and these are volunteers, we didn't want to put the owners, oh, keep a ched for every cent. It's impossible. Because how can you, you know, collect, keep the, you know, keep both sides of the books and watch it all the time? It's too much on their plate. So therefore, we're relaxed. When it comes to tzedakah, maybe, you know, we don't pay workers and all that. Maybe you should keep a chesed. So therefore, it's only a zecher. And even though, and yet he said, even though what we have a reliable gabba in your house, yotzer v'yimli should count. You should still, nevertheless, I recommend you should count the money from time to time. You should have a cheshbon. Shlomo says, he said the pasuk that when they saw there was so much, again by the Beis Hamikdash, saw there was so much money, so they brought the accountant in and they bundled the money and v'yimli they counted the money. The very interesting gemara. Rabbeinu says, if a poor man comes to you and says, I have nothing to feed my family with, I have nothing to eat, is you check him out. Make sure he's not a fraud. If a guy comes in, you half naked, and he says, I have no clothes, don't give him immediately clothes. We'll see in a minute why. So why is ksus more important than mezainis? Eboy is a mukra, the eboy is a mesvara. If you want to tell you, it's a positive one, tell you it's a svara. Eboy is a mesvara, what's a svara? Hai komevaze vahai lo komevaze. There is nothing worse than shame. And therefore, if a guy is half undressed, it's embarrassing. So therefore, you have to give him straight away. Yeah, he can't be a fraud. Nobody's going to put himself in that situation to be a fraudster when he's embarrassing himself. But when it comes to not eating, there's no shame involved if he did it, he didn't eat. So therefore, people might make believe that they haven't eaten to collect money. So no, shame is the worst thing. Eboy is same. I'll even bring a pasuk that supports this as well. It says a pasuk, "Halay parais l'rav lachmecha." Why don't you spread out, extend to a poor person your bread? And we dash, and instead of saying parais for the samach, imagine it says b'shin, b'shin ksiv. So it's actually we read it with a samach, but it's written in the pasuk with a shin. So read it as if it says with a shin, not a sin. Parais first, parais investigate, and then v'hadar hable, and then give him his food.
So by
Forge, yeah, that's it, maybe. So you have to investigate it first. The machlek is if, when you say over here, you know, ksus, what's pshak ksus? Is ksus, you know, like half a dread wearing, missing a jacket, the marshal, and the was wearing a jacket, or ksus means mamish naket? How far do we take, you know, boy ksus? But anyway, anybody ksus.
9A2, Harvey.
But Hossing, see.
9A2.
When it comes to distributing money. When it comes to distributing money to people who are not wearing clothes, the pasuk says, Kisida Orum. When you see somebody naked, as soon as you see him, Vikisi. So you should cover him up straight away. So we see clothes with what? Let's say the pasuk says, that when somebody's naked, Vikisi, so cover him straight away. Kisida Alta straight away. That's one opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Moides says, "Punkt verkehrt. Beitkin lichsus. When it comes to clothing, you got to check him out. Why? Maybe he's a fraudster. But they beitkin mezainis. If a guy hasn't eaten and he's not a fraud, how do we know? Eboy is a mesvara. I can give you a svara. Eboy is a mikra. Eboy is a mesvara. I disagree. You say shame is the worst thing. I say hai kametzad. Hai loikametzad. I say pain is the worst thing. Famine, hunger." It causes pain, and nobody's going to put up with pain unless they have no breda. Pain is not something you volunteer to take upon yourself. Because so the machlekes is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that pain is the worst thing, and according to Rabbi Huna, shame is the worst thing, which is fascinating. Oh, you can tell. No, you can tell a person hasn't eaten. The face isn't, you know, glowing.
How come before we said, I don't know if there's any significance at all, but when we said Rabbi Huna, we said Ibo Sam Kro, Ibo Sam Svara. And here we're saying Ibo Sam Svara and then Kro.
And then and the other thing is.
And the other way, we did it the other way around there.
Exactly. So you say it's either a Posik or a Svara, but you bring
I'll tell the Svara first.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just reversed the order.
We're still giving the svara first. I don't know why he said that. Eboy zem svara, hai kumit sadele, hai loy kumit sadele, eboy zem kura, hochik. See, here it says the same posse you bring, I'll tell you differently. Hai loy parois, stretch out straight away, lorov lach mecha, parois la alta, give him straight away. Ukid karina, and the way we read the parois, extend your hand. Hochik, there it says, kisire orum, when you see to yourself that he's not, in other words, you came to the conclusion and you're happy with that conclusion. When it appears to be so, then we say that way. We look like Yehuda that pain is the worst thing. Omar Kasuni, if a guy says, cover me, clothe me, boy, we check him out. Parnasuni ain't boykin. We don't check him out. Now, this is a pumfaket of a gemara we have in Sanhedrin where it says that if a person should be naked when you throw him off the roof of Skila, or they should not. Being naked is bezoin. But the tzar is less because you die quicker. And if you're not naked, it's if you're it's slower, so it's more tzar. But and the machleik is in the tanaim there, which is worse.
Would the person prefer the tzar or the
in the yeah the loch like tana kama that says that that you're not naked because the shame is worse than pain. And over here we paskin like Rabbi Huda that pain is worse than shame. So how does that work?
Didn't we say
there
that a woman is
that's a Yehuda. So the pshat like this. The pshat is that we can argue that definitely, shame is worse than pain. But over here, if the guy voluntarily puts himself in shame, that's not shame. Shame is a psychological thing. It's not real. Pain is real. If you don't eat, it doesn't matter if you're fake or not a fake. You're hungry. It hurts. When it comes to shame, if somebody else forces you to be ashamed, then it hurts. But if you decide, I don't care if I don't wear clothing, it doesn't bother me. So where's the shame? So shame is different. That's why there's no shame here. Subjective. Different word. Yeah, exactly. Subjective. Looking at my right, my husband learned how much tzedakah. See better. Today's style is, you know, if you walk around in my days, when we walked around with the holes in your pants, the mother used to put on lattice, you know, all kinds of patches stick out over the cover, and one patch on top of another patch. Yeah. Today, you pay more money for jeans and have holes in them. Yeah. Nobody's embarrassed for carrots.
Yeah. So in the summertime down the beach, people walk around.
That's something. Walking around with holes in the clothes.
That's correct. That's latest fashion.
It is. I still don't understand it, but I can't get my head around it, but that's what it is. I actually asked one of them. Yeah. They pay more for it. You buy the chatchila with the holes in it.
It's like a Yiddish chap, like the bagel.
I know.
You pay more for less dough.
Tell us, we lived over there. Ain't parksin la'oni. How much money should you give to a poor man when he comes to the guy by his doctor for money? The minimum should be, even Mughal is traveling, even we said before, and the Elamos, we have to give him something. The least you give them is a kicker, a loaf of bread, but punyin, the value of punyin, ma'arba sain, but sell at the time when 4 sain equals a seller, which basically is a half a kav. Lon, if he sleeps overnight, no, instantly, panosas lina, you also have to give him for the night. My panosas lina, what is that? What does that constitute? That a papa, puria, a bed, a besadia, and linen. Shabbos, he's staying there for Shabbos. Nice and Muslim shoulders, so they got to give him 3 meals. Because we assume he already has 2. You always have to give him, at night the kitchens weren't open, so you always have to give him 2 meals anyway, one for the night and one for the following morning. So he already has for Friday night and Shabbos morning, but he needs 3 for Shabbos lunch, Shabbos Shudas, and Malava Malka, and Sunday morning. Oh, no, these are snagged, they don't eat cake before breakfast. Oh. That's right.
And they give you a sicha. Or a mimer to go with it.
That's right.
And we had that machlokes for Shabbos. What are you allowed to say if there's a blaker, one of the sons, a fire on Shabbos, working on the second house? So he said that enough for 3 meals, unless you're allowed, you can take 2 and a mimer.
So we learned, imoy emachzal psochim. We learned if you go knocking on the doors, ain't this cocking law. We learned if you go knocking on the door, you hear this. If there's a guy by tzedakah and a person goes door knocking on your house, you don't have to give him because he's already getting money from the baal tzedakah. Well, I need a poor person. I mean, emachzal psochim. He was door knocking. Besides what he got from the kitchen, he was door knocking. Also, the kamed a papa. He went for a papa. Le mizdaki le. He refused to give him. There's a machlekes to show him how to lepshate. Is a papa just an ordinary rich man that people that a mashuloch came to his house to collect money, or the papa himself was actually a gabbai tzedakah, and he went to him after he door knocked everybody's house. He went to the gabbai tzedakah. He said, "Give me also." Mizdaki the papa refused to give him any money. If you're a rich person and a person comes to your house, you don't give money, who's going to help him out? Or if you're the guy by the doctor and you don't give, people say, if the guy by the doctor doesn't trust him, he thinks he's a gandhi, why and what should I give him? You want him to die? But so the papa said to him, but Tani, didn't we learn him? You only marzal of sochias kokolah. If he goes door by door, you don't have to give him. Anus kokolah matanim aruba. That when you're not allowed to refuse a mashulah comes to the house. You don't have to give him big amounts. You can give him a small amount, but you got to give him something. I'll turn him away. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, even though you give a ma'aser, the minute you give a ma'aser, once you give a ma'aser, and if somebody comes to the house, you still have to give him tzedakah. You can't say, oh, I gave a ma'aser this year, I don't have to give it anymore. No such thing. You're not allowed to refuse somebody. The minimum a person should give is a third of a shekel. of tzedakah. Shneimer it says the machlekes is a shirt of a shekel today is equal of a half a shekel in those days. Where's the cheshbon third of a shekel comes from? Machlekes shem this wash. Shneimer it says v'hamadnu aleinu mitzvah. You place upon us mitzvahs. Less is to give shlishes that shekel, but shon a third of a shekel in the year. Lavoid is basically kainu for the base hamigdash. So the machlekes again. If this is oh no, is this third of a shekel with tzedakah over and above what you have to give for the base hamigdash, or this is the substitute for the base hamigdash? The Omer Avasi, Avasi learned, we learn from this pasuk, the madnu aleinu mitzvois. And doesn't spell out which mitzvah. What's a mitzvah stam? Tzedakah. Is that right? Me that tzedakah is kineged kol mitzvahs, equal to all the mitzvahs. Now it says, madnu aleinu mitzvois, mitzvah enksiv. Can't say the mitzvah, ela mitzvois, all the mitzvahs. So he's not even mentioning how many mitzvahs. I just want to say for once, count 36 mitzvahs in Shas. That's equal. Tzitz is equal to Tzotzeh, Mila, Tfilin, Shabbos. 36 mitzvahs. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Blazer. Godl hama'asa yoyseh mina oyseh. It's greater the one who forces other people into tzedakah than the one who does it himself. Machlek is there as well, that he has to give as well. So we're saying giving and forcing others, or even just forcing without giving anything at all. It's still better.
Tzedakah.
Shneimer says, "V'hoyim ma'is tzedakah shalom." The ma'is, the ma'as tzedakah, the forcing other gives tzedakah. It brings peace. V'avoides tzedakah hashkid v'vetach adelim. So we see from that what that as greater that ma'is tzedakah is greater. What's the svara? Because ma'as tzedakah is forcing other people. It's easier to force yourself than to force others. People abuse you, humiliate you, so therefore putting up with all that gives you more schar. This is what Rashi says. Now, even when you do a mitzvah, you need hakol tzarech l'gemara, having more hakol tzarech l'mazel, fill a sefer tereshav heichol. Even if you're doing a mitzvah, you still need mazel. You give me tzedakah, a wonderful thing. You still need mazel. The mazel is zoch, if you're zoich, Rashi says, mazel toiv, haloi poro yisle rov lachmecha. You're giving tzedakah to people who attack a need. And every dollar you give will count. Abeloi zoch, if you are not zoich, v'aniyem merudim tovi bayis. That the goyim, the terrible people that who chase you, these poor people chase you, scream, screaming, give me, is those are the kind of people come to the house, which means you don't get the schar for tzedakah. Omlu Rav Lame Mechuzah, Rav Lame said to the people Mechuzah, B'motusa Menaichu, do me a favor, Oyisa Bahadi Hadodi, why don't you force each other to give tzedakah to have the extra credit, Kehecha Deleva Lechusho, Hashem Malchus, you'll have Shalom Malchus, like this is the Pasig. And the Omer Rabbi Lord says, "Bizman she based on midrash kind of midrash existing, adam shekel shekel a person gives a shekel and mitchapala you get the based on midrash and they buy kabbonis tzibur and you're have a kapara. Achshav she ain't based on midrash kind. Imoisin tzedakah if he gives tzedakah mutter that's your kapara. Tzedakah is a substitute for kabbonis. Im lav boyin oiv the kachavim v'neitlim bezra. You're gonna have to give money away anyway. It's up to you. Do you want to give it to the goyim for taxes or for whatever it is, or do you want to have credit to give it for tzedakah?" Even so, it's considered that the goyim come and take away your money for whatever they want. It's considered tzedakah shenema, because it says in pasuk that the noikshayich tzedakah. When you give to these oppressors, it's considered tzedakah. So, which is a little bit different, exactly opposite what we said a minute ago. We said that loy zocha, you give it to noy aniyim merudim, which sounds like you get no credit. Here we're saying that even here you get some credit for giving tzedakah. You're helping other community, even though it was against your will and still going, you're still getting some kind of a tzedakah, credit. Says what have I to
money to animal welfare, is that tzedakah?
No, not at all. However, you're saying here that if it's taken from you, probably you get some credit. The following thing was told to me by Ula, by this person known as Ula. He was known by this following nickname. Ula, he was the person, Ula means a youngster, that he caused his mother to misbehave. Machlekes, who we're talking about here? We're talking about Rav Sheshes, we'll see in the story in the Gemara, or we're talking about Rav Achdevu Barami. What's going on? We've seen a minute what's going on there. My friend, what I see is, it says a pasuk, "Vayalbitz doker kashiya," and that you should put on the doker like a panzer. Let me tell you, mashiya, just like this panzer, this armor. Called klipa, the klipa, Mr. Efflesh, and God will every chunk, every link, every chink over there, combines to a full thing. Abs doker, called pruta pruta, Mr. Efflesh, and God will. All the kaprutas yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all mitzvah. If you know the famous machlekes, the Rambam and others, whether it's better to give a cent 100 times or to give 100 cents, you know, in one go. And the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos that it's better to give 100 cents because each time you're doing a mitzvah. And each time you're doing, you're breaking Yetzer Hara. And it's like the Edgar Allan Poe, what's that, the Chinese water torture there. Even though a little bit of water every time is much more painful than a whole bunch of water in one go, because it's constant and breaking the Yetzer Hara constantly. Others disagree. Others hold it's better to give it one big blow.
It's more useful to the Kabbal.
That, and so on.
Is this the famous Ullah, the Ullah that we're
talking
about?
No, nothing to do with Ullah. Ullah means youngster. Ullah is a youngster that causes mother to miss baby. See in a minute what happened there. Rabchina said we learn the same idea, but rather from Hacha, we learn from the following pasuk where it says that we became like Tamei, Yishai said Kabog, Okebeged, Idim, Kolzi Kaseinu, that all the tzedakah we gave are like these clothes that we wear. My beggars, they're called even instead of a beggar. In order to make a beggar, you need a bunch of threads. After local prudence, there is the Cheshm Godel. So, also, every prudence must start to the Cheshm Godel. So, now I'm going to ask a question. Am I called Ula Meshagish or Chasadim? Why is an Amida called Ula, the youngster that caused his mother to misbehave? But Rashi said Meshagish, the word Meshagas. The boy, we had there was a discussion between Rabbi Achdavu Barami from Rabbi Sheshes. Rabbi Sheshes was a big Amida. Rabbi Achdavu asked him the following question. Tell me, Rebbe, Menayin, how do you know the Metzoda? Okay, after they locked him up and finally they realized that it's reducing the size, so he's now becoming Torah. Now he has to go through another series before he can bring his Kabbanis. How do you know that a Metzoda b'mei Sipuda in the days after he's being reduced, they did the pigeons, now you got to wait 7 days before he brings the Kabbanis. How do you know during these Mesa Pura, 7 days, that he's still Tamei? Shemetamei Adam, if he comes in contact with another person, he's Metamei that person. Amalai, Rashi answered. Because on the seventh day when it brings the Kabbanis, it says in the Pasuk, Chibiz Begadim. So if he can be Metamei, the clothes that he's wearing, is surely Metamei Adam, he's Metamei, but Metamei another person. Amalai, what's the link? Dilma tuma b'chiburim shiny. What clothes is he rinsing out? Is he being mitired at the end of 7 days? The clothes that he's wearing. But what does it have to do with a fremde? Maybe a fremde clothes or a fremde person is not mitami. How do you know? And I bring a raya that the clothes you're wearing has a different gedda than a fremde, than somebody outside of you. The hesed nevila, somebody shakes around the nevela, the mitame begadim. He is mitame clothes. If he touches clothes mitame, his clothes that he's wearing is mitame. But any mitame other, if he touches another person, since he's not an avatuma, if he touches a nevela, he's only a rishonal tuma. If he touches another person, he does not pass on tame, but his clothes become tame. So we see what? That the clothing is different than another person. Amalei, he said back to him, Tesis learns, not takes out the word chiburin, it's irrelevant chiburin. The main thing is clothes versus another person. Rashi learns the word chiburin, clothes they're wearing. Amalei, so Rav Sheshi should answer back, Vela Sheretz. You're telling me there's no link. Tell me. By a sheretz, the metame adam and on, how you know a sheretz is metame another person? Isn't it b'lav mishun the metame begadim? Isn't it because a sheretz is metame, the person after his tummy has to metaye his clothes that he's wearing, and that's how we know he's metame another person. So we see there is a link between the clothes you're wearing and metame another person. Hamalei, he said to Rashi, Rebbe, what are you talking about? Sheretz behed yiksib, it's a fashion pasig by sheretz. It says in the pasig by a sheretz, or yisha sheyiga b'chol sheretz, or a person that touches any sheretz, or he's come to marbe, or a person who touches sheretz touches another person. So, Ella, sort of sheches, obviously the Amaroim wasn't that behavant in the Yonah, Tu Vatara, like in other Yonah. Ella, shichva zera, so sheches is still trying to prove there's a link between clothing and another person. What about shichva zera? A person has a shichva zera. The metame adam, that he metame another person, but no, how do you know? La mashum, isn't it? Because hoyil that the person who has shechazer touches the person metamim. Since he's metamim his clothes, metamim other metamim other person. Amalei, again, I don't know what Rebbe. Shich vazer nami behed yiksibet. Chama feilish the pasuk by shich vazer. It says in the pasuk, oyish. What it says, oyish lerabba. It's oyish that she takes the shich vazer. Lerabba is hanageya. Either he himself shich vazer or he touched the person who had shich vazer. Anyway, he was putting down of shech. Of shech was making so many mistakes, errors. He's ahad the leib dechusa. Rabbi Achdavu started feeling good about himself. Wow, he's outsmarting his rebbe once, twice. He started to feel good about himself, and he had a big smile and a smirk on his face. You know, a smirk. Cholas daiter Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes felt bad. Ishtik Rabbi Achdavu Barami. Rabbi Achdavu Barami suddenly lost his ability to speak. And Nochmer v'isyaket Talmud. He had everything he learned. You're smart, Alec. You know the lechel of Rav Sheshes. He had everything he learned. Also, Ime came along his mother. Rashi learns this is Rav Sheshes' mother. The Kabachi Kamei, obviously they were good friends, Rabach Devua's family and Abshay's family. She came crying to him, Tzavcha, Tzavcha. She screamed at her son, give him a broche that he should regain back his whatever he forgot, and he should gain back his speech. Actually, he refused to listen to his mother, which is hard to understand. Omrale, she said to him, Chazi lahani chadai. She took off her bra and she said, you see this this chest over here? The Motzis Menai that you, when you were a little kid, who do you think gave you your nourishment? Me. Boyirachmila. As a result of that, he davened for Rabach Debuy, the Itzi was cured. Very hard. So that's why he's called Ula. So according to Rashi, Rav Sheshes was known as Ula Meshagesh Orchasadime. He caused his mother to misbehave, I think. Others try to find that impossible. First of all, why would Hashem's mother get so involved? And why would she undress herself? It's not her son, and, you know, as much as she cared. I mean, what's going on? Hashem would allow his mother, and he wouldn't listen to his own mother. Why wouldn't he listen to his own mother? Keep it aim. It doesn't make sense. When his mother begged him and begged him, and then so he should have stopped. Anyway, so other Hashem say, according to Hashem was blind, he actually didn't see his mother, what she was doing. So therefore, it wasn't so bad. But still, it's hard to understand that his mother would ask him, and he wouldn't respond.
He's a man because the guy who's done the offense.
Rabach Devua.
Yeah, he should actually be asking for permission.
But his mother. After we learn Kedusha about it, so Taisa therefore learns Pumfaket. It was the other guy's mother. It was Rabach Devua's mother.
She was the nurse.
She was Sheshes' nurse. So therefore, she came begging for her own son. And therefore, who we're calling Ula? Not Rav Sheshes, we're calling Ula Rabach Devua because of his behavior or misbehavior. He caused that his mother had to behave this way for Rav Sheshes. So we have no tainus Rav Sheshes for not listening to her, because why should he? As Yimi said, Rabach Devua should come and apologize, not his mother. Rabach Devua didn't come to apologize. Actually, he couldn't, because he couldn't speak. How was he going to apologize? Rav Sheshes is blind. Think about this. Rav Sheshes is blind. Rav Sheshes can't speak. How in the world is Rav Sheshes supposed to apologize to Rav Sheshes?
Can't he say nu'o? Everyone understands what he said. Nu'o.
But he won't know who it is.
Yeah, the Ravi. He's blind.
No, he's a big boy. Why should he listen to his mother?
That's why it wasn't Rav Sheshes' mother. Rav Sheshes' nanny, or what do you call him? Who's mother? His nursing, his wet nurse.
The heart's gay toys when she sees her son is something wrong. She can't control herself.
Says what about with the Osnul Law? Now that we're talking about the Minola, and how do you know all this? Gatani, we learned. Rav Shimon Yochai says, how do you know that the Mitzayda Mitami, a person, Rav Shimon Yochai said, the Braisa actually resolves his Nema, covers Begodim. It says, keep it Begodim, you may support her. It says you have to rinse your clothes at the end of the 7 days, right before you bring the Kabbalah. It says, Nema, keep it Begodim, you may chalutin. It says also in the early 7 days, you got to wash your clothes. Machalala Mitami Adam, just like in the first 7 days. Everyone is Moida, now you Mitami another person. I've come Mitami Adam. Omer Abulazar says, Godul ha'oisetz doke beseisir. If somebody gets doke, batten beseisir discreetly, is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Dile Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Ki yagorti, I am scared, mipnei ha'af v'chema. I am scared from af and from chema, from these two kinds of malachim of anger. The ilu ba'oisetz doke, if someone gives doke, it says that matten beseisir, yichfe af. Control, subdues this malach of af, and then the pasuk says b'shoychad b'cheik is chema azah, that b'shoychad in your bosom is chema azah, that the strong anger called chema. How do we read this pasuk? So we ring a greater Moshe Rabbeinu because we ring you subdue both kinds of anger. Upliga the Rav Yitzchak, this argument of Yitzchak, the Rav Yitzchak, af koifer with zdokah you can control af, but chema and a koifer chema you can't. Remember, the pasuk says v'shoychad b'chek chema azah. No matter how much shoychad zdokah you give in your bosom, but chema is still azah, still strong out there. Af v'shoychad b'chek chema azah. That's one version. Ikedam. The other version is that Rav Yitzchak called dayin shenaitel shoychad, a dayin that takes bribery, is corrupt. Maybe chema azah la'olam brings his anger to the world. Remember, it says v'shoychad b'chek. Now, Taisa is an interesting Taisa here, which you have to understand. Taisa is Godul ha'oisid zdokah b'seisid. I mean, it's an impelding thing. That if you give zdokah, you're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. And you can't be that greater than that. And you're great. How can you? So Taisa asks a very simple question. Didn't Moshe also give matan b'seisid? So Moshe Rabbeinu has two credits. He gave matan b'seisid, and he did whatever he did. So how can you be greater than him? It says right here. Whoever gives zdokah, you are greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says Taisa. Pidush. Yosef, what do you mean greater Moshe Rabbeinu? Meshachet chama, you calm down chema, you calm down this anger chema, Moshe Rabbeinu betfilosai. Not that you're greater Moshe. Moshe through his tefillah was still sad, you're gorti, afer chema, you're scared of these two legions of anger. But you through tzedakah is greater than his davening. Not that you're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The avagav the Moshe nami yotzes tzedakah b'seisah, says Tesis. Moshe Rabbeinu also definitely gave matan b'seisah. I don't know how he's able, how does Tesis know that for a fact? I mean, but he must have given matan, if that's a mitzvah, he would have done it. Says Tesis. Shema oisah shor kva posik oisah chus. What in the world does that line mean? He gave matan b'seisah, how long does chus last for? For an hour. What does this mean? I looked everywhere, I couldn't find anyone explain this. What does it mean? What?
The Swiss had an expiry date.
Yeah, so see, you know, you're like your freaking mileage points. You know, if it lasts for 18 months, and goodbye, Charlie. When did Moshe use up his chus and he only gave matan b'seisah once in his life? Just like Tesis knows that he gave matan b'seisah, he would have probably given regularly, not just one off. So how regularly do you have to give for it last? Well, how long does it have to last? Tesis a week?
Was working on the assumption that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzadik Gomer Zichri, did everything.
Yeah, no, so how often did he give matan b'seisah? Only once in his whole life? And how long does this chus last for?
If I would know that, it wouldn't be Seisr. Would
this
it?
One line of Teisr, like there was a whole span in the word. What's going on over there? Here we got all excited. Matan says a great thing. And now some Teisr, there's a limit how long it lasts for. You got to like do it every day, or every week, or every month. Did you say anything to Moshe? Sorry? Okay, 1 second. We might have a solution to the problem. What's regular basis mean? If you have to get on a regular basis, if Tesis knows that Moshe gave matan b'seisah because that's the mitzvah, then if the mitzvah is regular basis, he would have done that also. Tesis said it. Tesis said he no longer had the schus of matan b'seisah.
If he was doing it regularly, he would have the schus on
it. Exactly. He keeps on rolling over or he gets the schus. Says anything? No. Okay, anyway. Don't know. Just threw a whole span on the works. If you give a pruta to a poor man, there's borich b'sheish brachas. Sorry? Does he quote Tesis? No. That's a Moshe. That's Gemara. Okay, let me say that. Whoever gives a pruta to a poor man gets blessed with 6 brachas. But by Mephaisa, if you say a nice kind word to him, Bidvarim is butter but you'd all brachas. You get 11 brachas. Machlek is if Mephaisa means you gave Zdokka Mephaisa, or even if you didn't give him Zdokka, you just sat him down and said, look, I can't really help you, but the Abish will help you, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you ever said that every single thing that he created in the world was created to serve the Abish. So he said, so where did Apokursus come in? How can you ever use Apokursus in a positive way? She said, when somebody comes to ask you for tzedakah, you've got to be the biggest applicators. No Abishah will help. You're the one who's going to help. Because if you say Abishah will help, what does a poor man have from that garnished? He's being applicators then. Anyway, says the name of the is, you get 11 brachas. Anoisa prilabra, you get 6 brachas. See, it says the pasig, halay pares. Together.
Yeah.
Halay pares, l'rab lachmecha, that it says that, you know, you have to give to extend to a poor person, and then vani and murun to a bayis, and there's a whole bunch of psukim following that with 6 brachas. Kisid or mechulu. But I'm faisa dvarim, if you're kind to him, and you say nice words, mizbari ba'achas esri brachas, v'lo brachas. Shenem it says, v'sofig l'rav nafshach, that if you pass out to the Rav his nefesh, v'nefesh nana, and you say some nice words to him, to the nefesh, tazbiya, you fill him with nice words, you fill him up. And then the pasuk says, it'll shine in the darkness your light, vafiloscha katzarayim, and your darkest moments will be like midday. And then it says, v'nochach Hashem tomi, debish will cancel be on you, v'his bia, b'tzachtoch nafshecha, it will constantly fill you, chulav, 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 full of brachas, 11 brachas. Tesari brings down, the gist is v'mitavav. Vav means then you give and you're mefayis. If you say a vav, if you don't say a vav, just ham mefayis, it means you don't give anything, you just be mefayis. Then we're invited. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Moshe David, Rabbi Yitzchak says, my next season passing, Roy Dev Tzedakah v'chesed. If somebody chases after Tzedakah v'chesed, you're running after Tzedakah v'chesed, Yimtza, he will find Chayim, Tzedakah v'chavad. You'll find 3 things: life, tzedakah, chavad. Now, what kind of blessing is that? You'll find tzedakah where people help you out. Here, I'm a rich man. I'm giving tzedakah. The bracha is that you will become a poor man. Ayana bracha. Even though we had Gemara Shabbos, why she gives? When Gemara says he should always give tzedakah because the galgul hachayzer, and so your children, your grandchildren, when they'll go collect, people will give them. So, you know, you have to always anticipate the wheel of fortune will turn. Never take it for granted. Whatever you have today, you'll have tomorrow. But they want to ask, that's, Gemara is talking about three generations. Over here, to you, Mishum the Raid is Dokka, Yim Tzadokka, because you're chasing the Dokka, that the Yim Tzadokka will find you.
In this case, it probably means a bit different.
Also, yeah, this is what it means. If somebody looks for opportunity to give Tzadokka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi Loimoyz, the apes will give you enough money, V'oyseh Behen Tzadokka Liv Tzadokka. I remember Rabbi Bamzer, he used to come here, many times he spoke for the Yeshiva Appeal, three times. I remember him twice. I think he came before even I came. Anyhow, so he's the Rav in Flatbush. He was, and he used to do a lot of Gerus, and he was very close to the Rebbe. So he told a story. There was a guy in his shul, middle income, a middle class person, but he's an unbelievable tzedakah. Every single cause, he would give more tzedakah than the rich people in the shul. So he actually once came over, and he felt as a Rav, he has to talk to him, and he says, you know, you're giving away so much tzedakah, way beyond your means, l'fiyerech, your means. Why are you doing that? And the Gemara says, if you give too much tzedakah, it's also a problem. So he says, my father used to tell me that everything is midah keneged midah. That whatever you do, the Eibishter will pay you back. So what I'm doing is, I'm shoveling my money out. So the Eibishter will shovel the money back in. Tell me, whose shovel do you think is bigger?
As I'm in
pshittus,
you know?
Yeah. That's weird. Rav Yitzchak Gomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter says, you know what it means, Yimtzo Tzedakah? That the Eibishter will make sure that the people give tzedakah to, each one of them is worthy for receiving tzedakah, so you'll get the full tzchad. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi Lebnei Adam Hamugonim, he'll find you the righteous people, Laslan tzedakah, Kedei, in order, Lekabel Tzchad, you should get the full reward. Lafuki Mai, what do you mean to negate what? Lafuki Mi Dodosh Rabbah, to negate what Rabbah Dashin. The Dodosh Rabbah Dashin, Mai Dichsiv, this is what it says in Pasik, Vayiyu Mikshalun Fanecha. Be'ez Abcha Yimya was davening to the Eibishter. I want that while you're angry, that these people should stumble. Even while the Yidden, these are Shaim, who, you know, they put Yimya, they want to kill him. They put him into that cell there and all that kind of stuff. And even because he was against them going to Mitzrayim, and that even when they subdue the Yetzer Hara, from time to time they have a good heart for the Yidden and they want to give charity. Please make sure the people that have there are no good. They don't get a reward. There's a famous Sefer Beis Hillel on Yerideya, and Beis Hillel has a whole chakira. What's the main inyan of tzedakah? To give, or that the poor man receives? You bring it. I have a famous gemara. If you lost your money and a poor man finds it, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. Yeah, which sounds like the main thing is that they should receive. Here, one that Isaac brings him right here. These people generally gave money to this poor person, thinking that he's a poor person. So when they gave, they thought they're giving tzedakah. It turned out to be that this poor person is a con artist. What's Yimya saying? Make sure that these mshalachim are con artists, so they don't receive any credit for what they did, which proves that the main thing is there is the receiver. Is the receiver real or not? And that's the main mitzvah tzedakah, while others disagree.
But we
just had a minute ago, in the other side of the page, we said, Ani Merudin Beisecha, still you're doing the mitzvah tzedakah. Even if Goyim taking you, still doing tzedakah.
We had someone where they all gave a nedavus to the mikdash, and they appointed a shliach, and on the way the shliach lost the money. But it was counted for them, the nedavah.
No, we had that whole sugya. The whole sugya and the Baba Kama, who's responsible, the shliach or the... Exactly, what's that? The moment they gave it, or we said it depends if the shliach is working for them or the shliach is representing the base, the mikdash. There's a question of responsibility.
In terms of discharging their...
If that person represents the base of the mikdash, yes. But if not... Yeah. No, still, we had before. No, the whole tzedakah of a shlisha shekel comes from Machzor the shekel. We just looked at it. Let's go to two more lines. Anyone write Rav Shimon Levi Amar Kol Rogel Laslan Tzedakah? I'll tell you what I learned from this pasuk. So you talking about the pasuk that Veroidev Tzedakah VeChesed Yimtza Chayim Tzedakah. So one of the problems was we'll get a lot of money, and the other pshat is that he'll be zeiched the poor people he gives to Taka worthy. The third thing is he comes along. Shimon Levi says Kol Rogel Las Tzedakah. If you, not just give Tzedakah one off thing, if you have habitually give Tzedakah zeiched, you'll be zeiched that your children will have three brachas. Havelei Bonim Bali Chachme Chayim means intelligent children. Bali Oishet children who are able to give Tzedakah. Well, Bali Agod, the children are wonderful speakers and they'll be great Rabbanim. Bali Chachma, the Chesivit says, we didn't know that Chachma is Chayim. The Chesivit says, Yim Tzachayim. It says by Chachma, whoever finds Chachma, Mitzachayim found life. Okay. Bali Oisha, that your children be wealthy, the Chesivit Tzedakah. It says in the passage that you'll find Tzedakah, fine, you know, they'll be able to give Tzedakah. And Bali Agod, that they know Medrashim, the Chesivit says, the covered. It says a covered. Ksiv Hacha, Ksiv Hacha, Vikavit, Ksiv Hacha says over there, Kavit Chachamim Yichalud, that they should have the Chavit Chachamim. And you know what kind of Chachamim people like to listen to? Not Pupulim, not Chachma. They like a nice story, a nice Pshetel, a nice Vertel, Agoda. Because Agoda is Meshach the Lev. So you'll have children who have Saichayim, have no Chachma, and Tzedakah, and Kavit. And that's the bracha.